relations anyway, did the very same thing. Drove his girlfriend to work. Getting out of the car, she said, "See you later." He said, "Maybe." And he was right. Because on the same day, he killed himself over his father's grave. Same gun, different shells.
Happy New Year. It's New Year's Eve at the ballroom of the Hilton Hotel in downtown Montreal, the usual for a nostalgia-flavored party staged by the local oldies radio station. It could be a high school reunion or a one-night cruise on the good ship Lollipop. Nothing new, everything old, except, of course, we are celebrating a new year. Everyone is dressed for the occasion with lots of shimmer and shine, but one outfit really does stand out. It's a woman wearing a sweater that spells out Happy Holidays in large, battery-operated, flashing neon letters. And it's a big inspiration to us all, a kind of talisman taking us into the new year. Fat guys begin to dance on tables, conga lines form and snake their way around the ballroom floor. Empty champagne glasses are pyramids, 30 high on tables filled with sparklers and red, blue, and gold noisemakers. And the pink Cadillacs get us to dance with their golden oldie tunes. From Danny and the Juniors at the Hop, to Elvis's Suspicious Minds and Jerry Lee Lewis's Great Balls of Fire. Of course, no one mentions that Danny slit his throat one night in a motel room and left a note saying he just couldn't sing that song one more time. We all know what happened to Elvis. And Jerry Lee Lewis, well, there is all that talk about his dead wives. A kind of frightening ritual of fake ecstasy and real nostalgia. Happy Holidays.
The World Wide Web South. Tired of ASCII consciousness? Try out a World Wide Web South. That's the body electronics equipped for fast travel across the World Wide Web. Neural skin, URL exoskeleton with HTTP navigational beacons coded into its processing sensors. Now, the Web South has never known any future but intense immersion in the confinement force field of data. A species type born in the age of hypertext philosophy and nano theory. The body electronics speaks only multimedia navigational languages, Mosaic, LNET, Netscape. Perfect navigational tools for a body electronic that's already been resequenced into a data probe with a global positioning system fused right into its brain tissue. The Glint Chip Eye. The body electronic comes fully equipped now with a Glint Chip Eye for rapid 3D acceleration across the digital galaxy. Advertised as just perfect for texture mapping, depth queuing, anti-aliasing, and more realistic rendering of 45 megabytes of DRAM, the Glint Chip Eye has the Midas touch of scalability. Located at the very top of the neural skull, the eye electronic has total 360-degree vision, horizon to virtual horizon. It's the electronic eye that finally blinks open to a universe of floating organs. And why not? It's never known a terrestrial world, and certainly has never been dragged down into the gravity of the liquid body by the strangling thread of the optic nerve. Born for a universe of virtualities and model effects, the Glint Chip Eye has always only known the speed and violence of 3D imagery.
No bifocals or trifocals needed here. Never clothing, never sleeping, never requiring prosthetics like Oliver People's glasses, an eye electronic without myopia or detached retinas, glaucoma or hardened lenses, finally liberated from the cosmetology of eyelashes.